Recent research has highlighted the alarming impact of climate change on the Great Barrier Reef, revealing that temperatures in and around this iconic ecosystem have reached their highest levels in 400 years. Over the past decade, extreme heat has triggered 5 mass coral bleaching events, underscoring the urgent threat posed to this natural wonder. A study published in the journal Nature emphasizes that these rising temperatures represent an existential threat to the reef, prompting scientists to call for immediate action to address the climate crisis. The research team, led by Professor Helen McGregor from the University of Wollongong, utilized samples taken from the skeletons of ancient corals to analyze historical environmental changes. These coral cores serve as valuable records, providing chemical indicators of the conditions in which the corals have lived for centuries. By cross-referencing these findings with historical sea temperature data from the UK's Hadley Centre, the researchers confirmed that the recent decade has experienced unprecedented warmth, raising concerns about the reef's future. Dr. Benjamin Henley, the lead researcher, expressed his dismay at the findings, noting that the current situation is dire for the Great Barrier Reef. However, he also highlighted a potential path forward, suggesting that if global efforts to limit warming can be successfully implemented, there remains a chance for the reef and other coral ecosystems to survive in their current form. This optimism rests on the ability to unite globally to combat climate change and protect these vital marine habitats. Corals, which are actually animals rather than plants, thrive within a specific temperature range and rely on a symbiotic relationship with algae for nourishment and color. When sea temperatures rise excessively, corals expel their algae, leading to a phenomenon known as bleaching. While bleached corals can sometimes recover, prolonged heat stress can prevent this recovery, resulting in a stark transformation of the reef's ecosystem. Dr. Henley described the visual impact of bleaching as unappealing, with bleached corals eventually becoming overgrown by other algae, turning them brown. As the Great Barrier Reef holds the status of a UNESCO World Heritage Site, there is hope that this research will prompt the organization to consider designating it as endangered. Professor McGregor emphasized the importance of this designation, stating it would send a strong message about the severity of the situation. She urged for political will to be set aside in favor of action, as the necessary international agreements to limit global temperature rise are already in place. The time for decisive action is now, as the future of the Great Barrier Reef hangs in the balance.